All right, good morning. Wow, the Nasdaq is now down more than 10% and therefore officially in correction territory. We'll talk about what that means and what is next. We'll also talk about Apple because Apple just broke a key level. There's a huge tech sell-off going on. Peloton, Zoom, Moderna, DocuSign, PayPal, they're all down more than 40% from their highs. Some of them as much as 70%. We'll take a look at this. Also, is Ford's rally over? Huge drop down, drop yesterday for Ford. Crude oil is at a seven-year high. Weakless, jobless claims are today. And we have American Airlines, United Airlines, who reported earnings. Netflix is on deck for today. So a lot to talk about, as you can see. Today is Thursday, January 20th. And if this is your first time here, hi. I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and this good-looking guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel, I know it can be overwhelming. Don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So let's see of what's happening, Mark. Let's actually start with the S&P 500 here.
S&P 500, rough day, another rough day. Things started on a positive note yesterday, Marcus, and kind of chopped around a little bit, but a sell-off into the close left the S&P down 1%, finishing the day near session lows and near lows that we saw back in December.
Yeah, but the Nasdaq really got hammered. So here, let's talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, similar move for the Nasdaq. The stronger open, chopping around, and then a sell off into the close, finishing near session lows. The difference being is that the Nasdaq's just getting hammered, and it continues to be the case. The Nasdaq is looking at its worst January since 2008, and also experiencing its worst month going back to March 2020 when the pandemic really started to begin.
Right. So we talked about yesterday, we talked about this correction territory, what that means, right? And it means that if a stock or here the index has retraced from its most recent high by at least 10%. And yesterday we looked at it at the intraday high and we clearly identified, yeah, it was 10%. But usually you do it based on the closing prices. And now based on the closing price in correction territory. So let's just talk about this correction territory again. What defines a correction territory? What defines a bear market?
And this is where a correction is usually defined as a 10% drop from recent highs. So you definitely have that situation with the Nasdaq. A bear market is defined as a 20% drop. So we're halfway there to a bear market right now, being in that we have a correction. Is it a buying opportunity? What do you think, Marcus?
And let's just see on the charts. So bear market means that the Nasdaq would have to drop down to 12,850 approximately. I just marked it here on the chart. So that is still a lot. And will we see a bear market? I don't think so. Yeah, I think this is a buying the dip opportunity. Of course, right now, as I said, we have a bad start into the year. Because we have the uncertainty. Well, what will the Fed do? They raise interest rates three times this year? No, wait, four times this year? Wait, five times this year? I mean, this is what's going on right now. However, there's also some good news. And this is where we just need to trade what we see and not what we think. Because what we know is that since 1983, it's usually the S&P is doing really well in the 3 months until the first rate hike. I actually wrote it down here. So since 1983, which is quite a while ago, the S&P has risen 5.3% on average in the 3 months ahead of the start of a rate hike. And so the first rate hike is projected for March, right?
Yeah, we do have a Fed meeting next week, but nobody expects them to raise rates then. So the March meeting is going to be key. And that's the thing, you know, traders are aware of it. The Fed has been, you could say, transparent. So this isn't just coming out of the blue, coming out of nowhere. It is expected. And there's that shift because of this information. I think the question is, how many rate hikes will we have this year? And I don't think that that's as straightforward as it might appear right now. But to your point, Marcus, generally speaking, stocks rise above rate hikes, which is interesting, but it's also because normally they're done in a good economy, a good market environment. But I also saw, Marcus, that even after a rate hikes, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end, right? We don't have a bear market. 1 year after the last 8 rate hike cycles, the S&P was higher. 3 months after the rate hike cycle began, it was, I think, higher like 80% of the time. So it's not necessarily a killer for the markets, but it is something that traders are responding to right now.
Well, and again, we not only have the Fed, we also right now are in earnings season. So 44 of the S&P 500 companies have already been reporting. And we talked about it yesterday. It has been a little bit hit and miss. I mean, we have JP Morgan that had a miss, Goldman Sachs that had a miss. So, well, what else did we have? So a few of the companies here are like, okay, not doing as well as we thought they would do, especially from banks. We expect a little bit more.
And this mixed information, it's a little bit difficult because it's kind of like, you know, your team just won the World Series. That was 2021, where everything was great. And now you're starting the next season off, and, you know, maybe you've won a couple games, you lost a game. And so it's not doom and gloom, but the expectation was high, even though traders knew that it just couldn't be repeated. You know, 2021 couldn't be repeated. So we're seeing some mixed results. That on top of the interest rate decisions, that's just throwing traders off a little bit, I think. But yeah, I do believe that there are buying opportunities in the market with this.
Yeah. And it's interesting how the narrative changes, right? In November, we were all concerned about the supply chain issues, right? And then Procter & Gamble came out yesterday and said, well, we're dealing pretty well with the supply chain issues. Then we have the inflation, and Procter & Gamble yesterday said, you know what, that's actually worked because we have been able to raise prices and therefore make some more profit. So, I mean, it's not across the board. And then, of course, we have the Omicron variant. And this is why I think many people are keeping an eye on the airlines to see what is happening here. And United Airlines was reporting yesterday after the bell. So right now in pre-market trading, they're down 1%. Did you see what happened there?
Yeah, so United, right?
Yeah, United.
So they lost $1.60 per share, but this was much better than the loss that was expected. It was expected that they would lose $2.11 a share, so better than expected. Revenue came in also higher than forecasts. United said that the spread of the Omicron variant hurt short-term bookings, but they believe that the negative impact is temporary.
Yeah, and then also American Airlines reporting this morning before the bell, and they are up right now 2.4%.
Yeah, so they reported a quarterly loss of $1.42 a share. It was 6 cents better than actually expected. They also reported better than expected revenue with their results helped out by strong holiday travel. So that was a plus. They did say that they expect that the first quarter that revenue could be lower by 22% compared to the first quarter of 2019 because of the Omicron spike. But it does sound like the airlines expect this to be temporary. But going into the rest of the year, things should be pretty strong for them.
Yeah. Now, before we talk about Ford and Apple, let's just stay here a little bit with earnings. So also Signet Jewelers reported earnings, and they didn't report earnings. They just released a report, and they jumped 5% this morning.
Yeah, so they said that after the holiday season, sales were up 30.4%. same store sales jumped 25.2%. So nice move for them.
Yeah. Also this morning, Travelers, TRV, moving higher here, 3%.
Yeah, they reported a quarterly profit of $5.20 a share. This was above the $3.86 expected, also a revenue beat. So nice move for Travelers. They said that the strong earnings were due to stronger results in their investment income and underwriting, and traders seemed to like their report.
Yeah, and then also another financial institution, Discover Financial Services, reported earnings. And they are down 2% in pre-market trading.
Yeah, the Discover, seeing what we've seen with a bunch of these banks and financial companies, they reported a profit of $3.64 per share, but it was 5 cents lower than expected. Revenue came in also lower than expected.
Yeah, and this is where we see, I mean, earnings right now are a mixed bag. And this is what we see in the market, right? This is why the markets are remaining choppy, because like, okay, we know that we have the interest rates hike. At least we hope for good earnings, but thus far they're a mixed bag. But again, only 44 of the 500 companies in the S&P 500 have been reported. So we will see what else is happening. Today, the big one will be Netflix, right?
Yep. Big earnings report for them coming out after the bell.
Yeah, so we'll see. Okay. We said we talked about Apple because Apple yesterday broke a key level, the 50-day moving average. Our good old friend, we have been bringing it up several times on the S&P 500. So Apple yesterday, first time since October, closing below. So we dipped below, but we never closed below. So this year in September, actually, and then going into October, we closed below. And yesterday, for the first time, closing below the 50-day moving average.
And is it a buying opportunity? Is it a buying opportunity? We see Apple's up a little bit pre-market, but we talked about the 50-day moving average being a level that could act as possible support on these pullbacks, the 200-day being the longer average, longer term. But I think that there's opportunity here. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. No. I do think that we're seeing the ripples of the Omicron variant, planting their seed over the last quarter. And even currently, we saw weekly jobless claims coming in much higher than expected for last week. So
we'll talk about this, but I wanted to bring up Ford because Ford yesterday down almost 8% this morning in pre-market trading, down another 3%. And I mean, Ford has been the darling recently, right? Because they talked about their electric F-150 Lightning truck and they took pre-orders. And so it has been everybody's darling. But right now, I mean, down between yesterday and pre-market trading, almost 10%.
Yep, they had a downgrade by Jefferies.
Yeah, but Jefferies said, well, this is a little bit overextended here. And we talked about Ford, right? I mean, with the new market cap that they're having here right now, it just, the market capitalization was more than $100 billion for the first time ever, has now dropped now down to $90 billion. Yeah, so let's talk. You mentioned it. Okay, so this morning we had unemployment claims. Unemployment claims came in at 286,000.
Yeah, bigger than expected. 227,000 was the forecast. Also, this creeping up and the highest, I think, going back to October.
Yeah. And this is where, let's see how the markets reacted to this. So I want to switch to the E-mini S&P here, to the futures markets, and bring up a 5-minute chart. And when the numbers were released, boom, we saw them jumping higher. What is this? I mean, good news is bad news. Bad news is good news.
You could say that. And, I think that with this spike, it's... It's transitory. It's transitory. So, technically, there's been this dip. There's been this pullback. We put on a bunch of trades earlier this week. And Marcus, I know that I mean, for us, it was a great way to play the pullback. It's you know, dropped a little bit more, but the positions that we put on are still looking great because with the wheel, we're able to actually buy shares at a discount if the stock drops. So,
right. And I mean, shares are already at a discount, and we are looking for an even further discount. So looking at the E-mini S&P here in pre-market trading, I mean, overall choppy, but we are pointing to a higher opening right now, 0.5% up. The NASDAQ actually up 1%. So this is where we have a nice bounce thus far, but that's what we said yesterday, right? We started higher and then fell throughout the day. So we never know what happens. This is why we say trade what you see, not what you think. But taking a look at the Dow here also up 0.3%. So all three major indices are pointing to a higher opening. But like yesterday, can they sustain it? Or will we see something similar where after a higher opening, we slump for the remainder of the day? We'll see.
We'll have to see.
Okay. Well, this is where it goes back to trade what you see, not what you think. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, here are a few videos for you. If you enjoyed this stock market update, so consider subscribing to the channel. This way you get a notification, and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.